We are live. Welcome to the Tripod World Cup Punting Preview. I'm Winnie, joined by Tom, and tonight we are going to look at the round robin, round two games of the group stage. Tom, we've already got 16 games in the book. It goes quick. Have you enjoyed that cup so far? And straight off the bat, give us a recap of how your tips went last week's show.
Yeah, it's been a great tournament so far. A few surprises in there. Didn't go as well as I wanted with the best bets. Went one out of three. Few close calls on there. But hopefully now that we've seen a few games, got a few things to go off, I'm going to have the ability to pick out some more winners hopefully this week.
Well, my World Cup started pretty rough. I mean, I was really talking up Qatar, saying that I think, you know, they could be, you know, underrated and they could be a surprise packet. And they were never a hope in the opener against Ecuador. And I took them plus a half and said they could win outright 340. And I could already hear in my ears the comments, stick to rugby league. Well, I won every other tip after that. And when you said one and three best bets, a couple of these tips you co-signed. So we had the mixed matchup, which I've got on the screen, USA outscoring Poland. So it doesn't matter what sport, 275, we got the win there, thanks to a penalty saved by Ochoa for Mexico, denying Lewandowski. So again, 275, you could have up to 200 on that. I tipped Morocco plus half a goal, and they held Croatia scoreless. We both tipped Australia, which was $5 to score a goal. They scored the opener against France. So that's the beauty of being in the group. That market came out after our live pod. I tipped Tunisia, $2.82 plus half a goal or double chance. And Tunisia also managing to get a draw against Denmark. And then last night, South Korea I had as well against Uruguay. So tipping some less favoured sides, and they all got the chocolates for us. So I'm coming in a bit hot to this one. Before we go game by game, we're going to look at all the second fixtures in the groups. Did you have one highlight? Can you boil the last weeks down to one moment or one match?
Yeah, to me, I think it's got to be the Brazil game this morning, and particularly the Richarlison goal, the second goal. I think everyone's got a soft spot for Brazil, and everyone's been waiting around all week for them. And it just, the moment he hit that, to me, that was just the signal that Brazil are here and the World Cup is really just about to heat up, and it's a great way to start the second round of the tournament.
And they are closer to $3 now to win the tournament, which is very short for a competition with 32 teams. Another reason they've shortened their pathway to the final may not have to go through their South American counterparts, Argentina. And that's where I'll go for my highlight of the week. I think you can't go past a historic upset. Saudi Arabia, who saw that coming? I mean, Argentina gets a fluky penalty, like a questionable penalty early in the game. You think, oh, well, nothing's going to go Saudi Arabia's way in this one. Then Argentina appears to double their lead on three different occasions, one very controversially. So it just looks like they're opening Saudi Arabia up. But what a game of two halves, because as we know, Saudi Arabia comes back and scores twice in the second half, and their winner was also one of the goals of the tournament so far. So I've got to give it to them. Honourable mention, Japan, who shocked Germany, and that hurt a couple of your multis as well. But we've got a long way to go, so you can turn it all around. Biggest challenge in any sport after you've seen kind of one game. This would be like in the NRL where you've seen one round. What's real? What's not? Who's legitimately good out there? Who just had a good day or just took their chances or avoided the other team taking their chances? And same questions, who's bad versus who just had a rough one? And what you've got to keep in mind as well is not just how good everybody looked to your eyes watching these games, but you can only play as well as your opponent allows you. So thinking about the context of who didn't play their best performance, maybe just because of the opponent, or who looked good, but maybe the opponent level of play flattered them. That's what we're going to try and unpack as we go. And why don't we kick it off? If you've got the opening match in front of you, you can introduce it, because I'm just searching for the graphic now. What's the next game? It's Wales-Ireland in Group B. Wales-Iran, Group B. Is that right?
Yeah, Wales-Iran kicking off tonight at 8 p.m. in Queensland, 9 p.m. For all the other states with daylight savings.
I've got it there. And Wales are $2.17 favourites, but, you know, Iran $3.75. So it seemed to be a pretty even match. How do you see it?
Yeah, I actually lean towards Iran in this game. In fact, that will be one of my best bets for this round. I just think Iran, you know, that first game against England, England were in a mood. England Once they got one or two past them, you know, they blew them out. I think Wales, that first 45 minutes against the USA, they were pretty poor. The second 45 minutes, they were a bit better, but it did take a pretty silly challenge from the USA to get Iran back in it. I mean, rather get Wales back in it. So I think before the tournament, this was the type of game where I thought Wales could possibly get stuck. And I think we see a big fight back from Iran tonight. They're fighting for their World Cup lives. So with the odds the way they are, I lean towards Iran double chance. And I think that was around $1.75. I'll just confirm later on in the comments which book.
I'll do the same. I'll confirm exactly what I'm tipping. I'm going to share my complete thoughts for every game. It's unlike the NRL. If I can't just share my thoughts on a Wednesday night and say I'll confirm my tips Thursday, because if I tell people who I like Wednesday night, those tips might not be there Thursday. But I'm pretty confident I'm not going to be moving any World Cup markets, despite the fact I've won five or six in a row. So I'll happily say exactly how my plan of attack, my angles for what they're worth. Again, I don't pretend to be an expert, but doing okay so far. And then when I get a chance to deep dive each game, each day, I'll comment. So I do suggest people jump in our group. I'm kind of split on this one. I thought Wales really impressed me second half, and they didn't look satisfied to just tie with USA. They wanted to go for the win, played positively. Iran, I don't know how good they are. Like, they got a couple of cheap goals late in the game against England when England, you know, just completely opened the game up. But England were phenomenal as well. So maybe Iran's not a bad side, just got made to look a bit ordinary. Let's move to Group A, a side that was very ordinary in the tournament opener. As I mentioned before, Qatar. Do they get redemption against Senegal, who lost their opening game as well?
Yeah, this one is a bit of a tricky one. I think Senegal played reasonably well in the first game, just without the polish at the end. They actually had more shots than the Dutch, but just couldn't convert them. I think Qatar were very disappointing. I can't really see anything but a Senegal result here. So either Senegal winning or drawing. I don't see Qatar winning this game, but I don't like Senegal enough to take them.
I'm split on this game because if you listen to what I said pre-tournament, I thought Qatar would be massively underrated and I thought Senegal might be overrated. So if I keep that sentiment, I've got to just ignore last week and I've got to go Qatar here, knowing that the public will be all over Senegal. But the scorelines don't tell the whole story. I thought Qatar was blown off the park against Ecuador and was sort of flattered to only lose 2-0. Of course, a very controversial goal overruled to begin the game and, you know, second half nil all, but Ecuador just kind of cruised. Whereas Senegal, as you said it, like that final score, 2-0 defeat to Netherlands, does not tell you the full story. That was a dead set 50-50 game, equal chances to each. Netherlands nabbed it with a headed goal and then scored in the final kick of the game when Senegal thrown everyone forward. So maybe you've got misleading scores last week that would then make a case that it could be value on Senegal. So I've got kind of conflicting opinions. I could make a case in either direction, so nothing strong for me there. Let's see if this will be the correct order. Have I skipped ahead? I think I've skipped ahead. Yeah, sorry, it's just my graphic. If you've got the next one, you can introduce it.
Yeah, so the next game at 2 a.m. in Queensland and 3 a.m. The rest of the Eastern States is the Netherlands against Ecuador. The Netherlands are around $1.75. Ecuador's around $5 for this one.
Yep, and I think I've got it there. Yeah, Netherlands $1.74 on our friends Toppy. Do you think they keep the wins going? I mean, this is the two sides that both won 2-0 in the opening game.
Yeah, I think Netherlands win. I think Netherlands let themselves down a bit in the first game. It was a bit of a scrappy performance, but I think it's the type of performance they probably needed to get out, get a bit of rust out of their system, get rid of some nerves. I think Ecuador, there's a very real chance that they'll be looking ahead to Senegal and thinking, right, this is the game against Senegal is going to be the game. I do think Ecuador, as good as they were against Qatar, it was put on a bit of a platter for them. Qatar were pretty poor. So I like the Dutch at that price.
I think Netherlands win, but they did not impress me at all, as I said, beating Senegal. They looked a bit slow to me. But again, like, you don't win the tournament in the first week. So are they a side that could have improvement in them? They could. It doesn't jump out enough to me to be an outstanding bet. But the next game has got a lot of intrigue. Group B, two rivals, England and the USA clash. How do you see this one?
England's never beaten the USA in a competitive game of football before, and
the other way around.
Yeah, England's never beat the USA in a competitive game.
England's never beaten USA.
No.
Wow, so how many times England, have they met?
I think it's only twice, but most famously in 1950, England got beat 1-0. It was probably around the same type of upset as Saudi Arabia and Argentina. And then in the 2010 World Cup, the stacked English side could only draw 1-1 with the USA. And a lot of people from England didn't really like that result because the Americans really took the piss. So I think the English are going to be really fired up for this game. I did see some positive signs from the Americans in that first half, the second half, though. As soon as the Welsh turned up a bit of the pressure, they seemed to wilt a bit under it. So I don't really have much confidence in the US if this turns into the English giving it the all. I think England will really go hard at this game, knowing if they win, they're through to the next round, and they can probably rest a few lads in the third game. And Harry Kane, there was a slight concern over him. He's all good to go, so he will be playing. So if anyone was looking to put him anytime goal scorer, I understand he'll be starting.
And an observation from England's 6-2 win over Iran is just, you thought that a defensive or a coach who was a defender and the way that they've played in previous tournaments, that England was going to come in conservative and with a defensive mindset. But they've got too many talented, young, fast attacking players that they can't help it. They can't help but attack, it seems to me. Just so much talent and so much young talent in this English side. And whether Iran just were not, you know, couldn't match them, USA, you imagine, could be a step up in class. I can't go against England. They look red hot. They're justifying my tip that I think they could go all the way, and they've got the ability to do so. But everyone saw that, so it's hard to get a great deal of value. But if you're throwing them in your multi, and again, you know, buyer beware, throwing all the favorites in your multi, we knew that was never going to work. It's not that simple, certainly, in this sport. Some favorites win as easy as you like England last week, or did the week just pass, same as Spain, but then you get your Argentinas, your Germany, okay? So USA is a capable side, and we like them to progress. And after that draw, I'll update people, the 26-1 multi, Winnie's World Cup multi, it's looking very good. I think every leg has shortened except USA draw with Wales. That's treading water. They are still probably both about 50-50 because they've matched each other. Now it's going to depend on how they go in their next two games. And that could even include damage control. You don't want to get beat by multiple goals against England if you believe you can, you know, get some points against Iran. So once again, I don't have a strong opinion on it. And once again, I'm going to try and dig in and find the graphic. But if you have the list in front of you, tell us the next game and the odds if you know.
Yeah, the next game is Tunisia versus Australia. That's tomorrow night. That's the first game to kick us off. 8 p.m. in Queensland, 9 p.m. Everywhere else. Australia are around $3.70, I think, and Tunisia around $2.10. Yep.
You got it spot on. And take us away with your thoughts.
Yeah, so from a purely betting point of view, at the start of the tournament or even before the tournament, it was more of a 50-50 head-to-head with Australia and Tunisia. I think they were both around probably like $3.30, $3.40. I think Australia are actually slight favourites. So I think if you do like Australia and you do want to have a patriotic bet, it might be a chance to take advantage of a market overreaction. As good as the result was for Tunisia, they still didn't score a goal. And Australia did just play France, who are a top four side in the world. The one thing with Australia that concerns me slightly is they did let in a few goals and didn't really show too much fight back. So I question their mentality if they go down a goal. But I think if you do like Australia and you want to get behind them, possibly play them. I have seen a few promotions, one most notably with Bet Nation. You can get $6 for Australia to lead at any time. So if you were interested in Australia repeating the magic of what was it, Wednesday morning, that could be a possible play.
Yeah, they got us all excited, didn't they, with the opening goal. And just in general, Australia looked really good and really positive in the first sort of 20 minutes of that game. And you're starting to believe that we're taking it to the world champions, but it seemed like France had several more gears to get into. And they're a great team, and they made us look second rate. But at the same time, that's what, you know, a superstar side will do. Then Australia also appeared to fall away, maybe kind of run out of legs second half, people criticizing, you know, tactics or, you know, could they have made subs differently? I don't know. Like, even at 2-1 with half an hour to go, I'm kind of thinking if Australia hangs in here, that's not a bad result if France, you know, beats everyone in the group after the fact that Tunisia and Denmark had played out a scoreless draw. It was kind of good for Australia, but letting in a couple more quick fire goals, it's not the greatest position, but it's still all to play for us. Again, I mentioned the fact that the other two teams in our group only drew. It definitely leaves it wide open. Like, there's a possibility that a team could get through to the round of 16 with 2 points if France beats everyone and the others draw against each other, for example. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. And if we could get through with 2 points, it'd be all right. But I think Tunisia did impress me. I know that, it was tight and they didn't score a goal, but they impressed me a lot more than Australia. So I think they're justifiably favourites. So, again, I wouldn't be like Australia's not jumping out as value to me. Look around for promos for sure. But, you know, if you're Aussie, you don't necessarily have to back against us. You can just cheer us on. You might not need to have a punt to make that game exciting. And prime time, how good is, I guess, for us, we're Queenslanders. So 8 p.m., these games have been kicking off the early one. And if you're south of the border, 9 p.m., that's still not bad. Saturday night. So an opportunity for people to get together with friends and enjoy this one. We hope that everyone does. Next up, Poland, Saudi Arabia, Group C, Saudi Arabia off the shocking victory over Argentina. While Poland will rue a missed penalty, we won't because we won our mixed matchup, but they played out a scoreless draw against Mexico. They are $1.72 favourites over the Saudi Arabians, though.
Yeah, so this game is going to be an interesting one from the perspective of Saudi Arabia to see how they back it up. Obviously, that's the most historical win for their country in their footballing history. The king declared a public holiday the day after. So I wonder if there's going to be an emotional letdown for them after such a huge result. But also at the same time, you know, they've just had such a fantastic result. They're probably going to be absolutely buoyed with confidence. However, it'll be interesting to see how they approach this game tactically. Against Argentina, they were quite smart by playing a high line, and they caught Argentina out a number of times, and Argentina were actually left quite frustrated by that. They'll have to adjust the tactics to Poland, because if you do that against Lewandowski, he's got the speed, he'll run behind you, and he'll score 4 goals. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. But in saying that, I don't think Poland were that impressive themselves. So this type of game, I don't really have any strong thoughts towards. It does seem like the type it's going to be low scoring. But Poland really do need to get a victory or else their World Cup is essentially over. If Saudi Arabia can get a point, I would say they're probably 3/4 of the way through to the next round. So I wouldn't be surprised if Saudi Arabia parked the bus again. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a nil all or possibly even a 1-1.
The thing I'll say about Saudi Arabia is I didn't feel it was that fluky. Like, I do give them a mountain of credit for the way they played against Argentina. They really impressed me. Like, they look like a really strong, cohesive football side. So based on performances, it doesn't line up with the form here. Like, Saudi Arabia were super impressive and Poland was all right. As I say, unlucky, had chances to beat Mexico, played them level. But the overall, I guess, caliber would suggest that Poland should have a bit too much class and, you know, has players that play in higher leagues. And obviously you mentioned Lewandowski, and you'd think that if he gets a chance to, you know, put his team in front in this one, surely he's not going to kind of miss that again. So again, I haven't played it because I do give Saudi Arabia a chance, even though I kind of see it how you do. Maybe Poland kind of jags a low scoring victory. Have I got the correct game next? Is it Croatia?
I think we missed France and Denmark, I think.
It's just because my graphics are all, sorry, in the wrong order. But you're keeping us on track. So this is our Sunday morning. France, $1.74 after beating Australia 4-1 against Denmark, as we said before, who drew nil all with Tunisia.
Yeah, so the way I see this game is I actually think I'm going to take a best bet of Denmark double chance. And when I saw the odds most recently for it, it was around $2.15. The reason I like Denmark in this game is the French come into this game knowing that they probably don't really need to win this game to top the group. There's every chance that what will happen is they'll come into this game just requiring a point or, you know, 2-3 points in the remaining two games. So I think the French, they might not be as G'd up to win this as what perhaps the Danes are. The Danes really do need to get at least a draw from this game. And that's why I think double chance is an interesting proposition. The other thing with the French is they're going to have to be a bit mindful about how they manage their squad. They just had another player go down with a season ending or tournament ending injury. So I do wonder if the French will conserve a bit of energy and just try get out of this with a point. The French would probably take a point. If Tunisia and Australia draw, it really sets it up for the French just to take the draw. France are a quality side, but the Danes are going to defend better than the Australians did. And I don't think the Danes are going to play as badly as they did against Tunisia. And I think there was maybe a bit of a degree of them sitting back against Tunisia and they didn't really go for it. Whereas here, I think they'll open up a bit more. So I don't mind the double chance here.
And the player with the tournament-ending injury is Hernandez. Is that
That's
right?
That's correct. Yeah,
wing back, and he got injured, looked bad, knee injury against Australia, and they said, oh, they're actually bringing on his brother, who is the captain of AC Milan. I'm thinking, my gosh, like that tells you everything you need to know. Okay, we bring on the captain of AC Milan for an unplanned change because we were forced because of an injury. That's an embarrassment of riches, to be honest. And I'm gonna just stick to my pre-tournament beliefs that Denmark might be a little overrated and maybe inflated because they won some Nations League games that aren't as meaningful to some countries as they are to others. And I went against them last game and we got the profit there. And so I don't necessarily think that they are at the level of France. And so I actually probably go head-to-head with you there, Tom. I probably would expect that the French will get the win. But I understand that it is a desperation spot for Denmark. So it's a interesting one. The next game is ultimate desperation for Argentina, who, along with France, were probably second favourites coming into the tournament. And now they're on a tightrope, having lost to Saudi Arabia. They play Mexico, and Argentina are still $1.55 favourites to win. They pretty much do need to win this game, Tom, to get their tournament back on track.
Yeah, I think Argentina, we're going to learn a lot about them within about the first 20-30 minutes of this game. They were the laughing stock of not only the football world but the world in general. I think a lot of people who don't even follow football were like talking around workplaces saying, oh, did you see that Saudi Arabia beat Argentina? It was a truly remarkable result. Argentina are a quality side. One bad result doesn't change any of that. I actually think Argentina played pretty well in the first 40 minutes. They were just a bit unlucky with some of their execution. But at the same time, in the second half, they were rattled and they didn't really respond. They didn't really have a plan B. But they were in a bit of a situation with that stadium. There's 8,000 people and it was a heavy crowd of Saudi Arabian fans. So I think they wilted a bit under the pressure. One thing that I really like with this Argentine side, though, is they've got a bit of a mental edge, I think, over the Mexicans. They've knocked them out in two tournaments recently, in 2006 and 2010. A lot of those Mexican players would have grown up and seen Argentina knock their heroes out. So I wonder if the psychology comes into it a bit. I think Mexico will come into this game with a defensive mindset. I think Mexico will be happy to take a point. So I actually like Argentina to win this game to nil. That's paying $2.50 on Bet365. I think the way this game will go is Argentina will just be on the front foot most of the game, have most of the possession with Mexico parking the bus. And I do think the quality of Argentina, they'll break them down and they'll get that goal. And I don't think Mexico have got enough up front, like we saw against Poland, to really trouble Argentina. And one thing with Argentina is I don't think they actually picked their best backline against Saudi Arabia, and I think they'll make adjustments and I think they'll be a lot more switched on defensively.
One other point about that loss to Saudi Arabia is we made all the case for Qatar and, you know, the conditions, and it's a home World Cup. You could have applied a lot of that thinking to Saudi Arabia. We did say in the tournament preview it's almost a home World Cup, so they ended up, you know, being the Middle Eastern side that did shock everyone in the opening game, and they played well. So I also don't take too much away from Argentina because I think they were close, like, you know, with the execution, a few of those runs, including the controversial one, getting behind. If Argentina gets up a couple goals in that game, it could be a totally different story. And yeah, you're right. You talk about Mexico, you think their mentality will be park the bus. And that seems to be, like, I don't want to disparage them, but kind of all they're good for. Like, they didn't look that threatening against Poland, so they didn't impress me. And you wonder if they've got, like, a lot of game breakers or if some of their best players are kind of past their prime. So I think Argentina's in a different class, and I think there's still plenty of time. Well, there's not plenty of time. It's now or never, but there is time to recover. Like, the tournament's not over because of one loss. Who was it? Spain lost the opening game, 2010, won the World Cup.
2010, yeah.
Right? And you can lose a group game.
And Argentina in 1990 actually lost to Cameroon in the opener of the World Cup, and they still made the final of that tournament. So it has been done before.
Lost to Germany in that one?
I believe it was Germany. Yeah, 1990 would have probably been Germany.
I think that was an Argentina side with about 8 defenders and then Maradona still up front. But we digress. So it's an all-in effort here, and we like Argentina. We think they will rebound, and maybe you get a decent price because they're going to have left a sour taste in the mouth of plenty of punters whose multi did go down on whatever it was, Tuesday night this week. I can see the next game has got Japan playing Costa Rica, and Japan got the second most notable upset of the tournament so far, beating Germany 2-1. Same story as the Argentina upset, down 1-0 at halftime, but coming out in the second half and scoring twice to shock their highly fancied opponent, whereas Costa Rica, well, they just got shocked into submission. They lost 7-0 to Spain. So you got one side that couldn't have been more impressive, basically, and one side that people would be questioning whether they should be here at all. Japan are very warm favourites at $1.41. I mean, is that a pretty safe leg to throw in a multi, dare I say?
Yeah, I think Japan were probably in the top 5 performances of the first week of the tournament. Costa Rica, they didn't really do themselves any favour to avoid the tag of the worst team in the World Cup. I think the problem for Costa Rica now is everyone in that group are now going to realise we're going to have to beat Costa Rica and probably put a few goals past them. This is the type of game where I wouldn't bet on, just in case Costa Rica shows some sort of crazy fight and they can scrape like a 0-0 draw or 1-1 draw. They do have form for it in 2014, but I do think Japan are a lot better than them. But I'd just be avoiding this. But if you wanted to do a multi of like 4 or 5 legs, I think Japan are pretty safe to throw in.
Yeah, so the hard part is, like, I'm assuming that the odds are going to be a bit lower than maybe what they should be, because everyone's going to have the same thesis that Japan's going to win this game based on what you saw last. So it's hard to get value if you're backing what everybody else is and what is fairly obvious. Having said that, Costa Rica just might not be at the same level as these sides. You know, we said in the tournament preview, it's just an unlucky draw for Japan. They're a side that, you know, would have prospects to make the knockout stages, but they got drawn with Germany and Spain, two of the favourites. So it's really unlucky, but they've overcome that. They've upset Germany now, and now they've got a good chance to qualify. And if they win this game, that'll be a very strong shot of progressing and even a chance to top the group, depending on what would happen in their final game against Spain. I want to also give a shout-out while we're on. Oh, I'll do it later. We haven't talked about the Spain-Germany game, have we? That's coming up.
No.
Let's move to Belgium-Morocco, two sides. You know what? I was more impressed by Morocco, another winning tip that I did give out last week in our holding Croatia to a draw, was more impressed by them than Belgium. I'm sure you can testify to this as well, Tom. Belgium very lucky to be 1-0 winners over Canada. They're $1.96 in this one. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Belgium were very disappointing in the first game. Another day would have lost that game. I was more impressed with Morocco as well, like you say. I think Morocco, you know, they went into this game against Croatia and the onus was on Croatia to take the play and be the dominant team. I think Morocco, you know, held their own. And in fact, I thought for large periods of the game, Morocco were the better team. However, I actually do like Belgium in this game. I just think with Belgium, they've got a lot of players in that team who I don't think performed as well as they would usually. I think with Belgium, the way I see it, they're $2 at Bet365. I think they win this game more than 5 times out of 10. I think with Belgium, there is a thing of a lot of people saying they're over the hill, whatever. I think they aren't at their absolute best, and I think their best days are behind them. But I look at Morocco, and I just don't see where they're scoring goals from. Like, they were very defensive. And I think with Belgium, they do have enough quality in their team to get the one or two goals, and they've got good game management. They've got a lot of experience, and I think they know how to ground out those 1-0 wins, which we saw against, Canada. So I actually do like Belgium. I know it's not going to be a popular one given how both of these teams played in the first round, but I think I've got to go with the experience of Belgium here.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, I thought Morocco were every bit as good as Croatia, if not better, in the first half, and they looked really like sharp. Second half, I think Croatia got on top and Morocco did sit back and just did kind of try and hang on for the result, and were lucky that Croatia couldn't quite take their chances. When you say, you know, where can Morocco find a goal from, this right winger, is it Ziyech? Is that, am I saying that right? The Chelsea player. Like, he looked dangerous to me. He just looked to be pretty well contained and just didn't quite get the ball where he needed it, or just didn't quite get the touch. But he looks like the kind of guy that they can run their attack through. Whether or not you can open up Belgium, a funny note about Belgium. Okay, well, one of their players who is legitimately world-class is, of course, Courtois, the goalkeeper, who's now into favourite for a Golden Glove. And he had to save a penalty off Alphonso Davies, who we mentioned in the preview, to keep Belgium in it before they jagged a goal right before half time. I also said in the tournament preview, I believe, just my own assessment, Kevin De Bruyne may be the best player in the world. I thought he was pretty poor in this game. I thought there were some moments where he didn't play the right ball time after time. I was thinking, what on earth? This guy's made an absolute liar out of me. And then they gave him man of the match, and he actually had a comment that said, I think I got it because of the name. I didn't think I had a good game. So I'm glad he's honest, and I think Belgium will take that brutal assessment, and I think that that could make them a good bet. You can talk a little bit more about how lucky Belgium were when you give us your assessment of Canada, because the next game we're going to chat about is Croatia-Canada, and Canada are underdogs, but they do have a decent chance in the marketplace. Croatia, $2.10 favourites.
Yeah, I actually would put Canada in the top five performers of the first week, which seems crazy to say for a team that lost. The way they played for a team that haven't been at a World Cup for so long against such a powerhouse of European and world football was really impressive. And I really like the comments of the Canadian coach since that game. He's pretty much come out and said, we're coming for you, Croatia. And I think Croatia are vulnerable. The way Croatia played against Morocco kind of concerns me. To me, Croatia, they didn't really look like they wanted to win that game. They looked like they were happy to try, see if they could win, but they weren't desperate to win it. They weren't throwing players forward. And I think this Canadian side, there's a lot of excitement about them, and they're going to create chances. And I do wonder if they're just going to outwork, and they've just got too much speed for this Croatian side, who I do believe are possibly over the hill as well themselves. Like, Croatia do have a very good midfield, but Luka Modric is 37. Playing in this heat is probably not going to do him any favours, and he looked absolutely wrecked at the end of that game. So I do think Canada are a good bet at double chance. They're $1.75 at double chance. The other bet, if you really like Canada, bearing in mind that they're only 1 point behind second at the moment, is you can get $3.75 for them to advance to the round of 16. And I think they're probably the one side who are in fourth place at the moment, aside from Argentina, who you would consider possibly playing. I don't think the gap between them, Morocco, Belgium, and Croatia is that big. I think they've got the ability to get through still.
Mind you, I tipped Morocco $3.40 to advance in this group, and that has come in. I can't remember now, but they might be like $2.70 to advance, something in that range.
Yeah, it's in that range.
Because obviously getting a draw against Croatia is a good result. I even tipped Morocco $11 to make the quarterfinals. They'd be an underdog, but you never know. You don't know. It's most likely, I guess, they'd have to play Spain, who do look red hot. But look, a lot can still happen between now and then, especially if Germany does get an upset against Spain, which is the next game we're going to preview. But I want to touch on this one as well. You said Canada played well. They certainly did. They were outstanding and so unlucky. And a penalty, you know, denied by a great save, several other great chances, 22 shots in all. They had so many more touches in the Belgian box than the other way around, and just caught on the break, basically, and deserved something from that game, deserved to win it, if not draw. And Croatia, on the other hand, you talk about them being old. I was still really frightened every time, like, Modric had the ball, that he would do something. But he plays so deep. He almost just plays in the back line, just, you know, getting his touches and passing the ball around. He didn't get the ball in too many threatening areas. Like, it was rare when he did. So there wasn't that many moments where he was scaring the opponents. And a few of Croatia's other players, I feel like, maybe passed their best as well. So I would just echo your tip, and I would go with Canada again. And that's the second half of the mixed matchup that game. So mixed matchup, 60% for 2 years in NRL, won every week of the Rugby League World Cup. We give it to you for soccer. You're wondering, how's this going to go? And soccer's a bit more tricky because there are, you know, such low scores. We got it done for you. 275, you could add 200 on that. This time, 225, you can have 200 on it. We like Argentina. We explained, we think they will bounce back against Mexico, get a goal, if not multiple goals, on the board for us. And then we like Canada against Croatia. So we're going to take Argentina to score more than Croatia. I think the fact that that's 225, an underdog price, if you think, because Argentina is a bit of an unknown, like, do they rebound from that, or are they just going to be rattled? Are they just not the same side? But if you think they're going to get back on track, they could really come out and make a statement against Mexico. Now I've got to find my graphic, but I know the next game is Spain-Germany, with Spain $2.30 favourites off their 7-0 win, while Germany are reeling and are facing elimination. What do you think of this one, Tom?
Germany have got to be better. That's the simplicity of it. They can't play like they did in the second half and expect to get anything out of this game against Spain. The way they played in the first half, they created chances, they got the goal, but the goal that they did get was from a penalty, so they didn't actually create any finish anything in open play. I do think there has maybe been a slight overreaction from the market to put Spain as, I would still probably have it more towards pick 'em, just on the basis that you never count Germany out in the tournament. They were here in 2018. They had their backs against the wall in the first game. They came out and they won the second game. I don't want to really have a play on this game, just because I'm not sure as to how the German mentality is at the moment. They did get beat 6-0 last year in the Nations League by Spain. I know it is only the Nations League, but with a young team, I do wonder, does that type of stuff get into their head a bit? So I think this game, you sit back, you have a look. If you think Spain have got Germany here and you don't like Germany for the rest of the tournament, I would suggest actually playing Spain and Japan as a straight forecast to come 1 and 2. That's around $1.85, $1.90. The reason why I think Spain come first is simply that goal difference. I think there's no way Japan are going to make up a goal difference of 7 in the next two games. So you're pretty much saying Germany are going to lose to Spain, and then Spain are going to be able to get a result against Japan being a draw. So that's a possible way of playing if you really want to fade Germany, but otherwise I don't really like anything in this.
You know what? Germany wouldn't even have to lose to Spain in that scenario. Like, don't forget, Japan against Costa Rica would have already taken place. Let's assume Japan has won. Japan would be on 6 points. So Germany comes in on 0 points. Even a draw against Spain, they can't catch Japan. So they pretty much, you know, if Japan has beaten Costa Rica, which is the most likely outcome, Germany will have to win this. The only other scenario is they could draw and they wouldn't be eliminated, but then they'd have to hope that Japan beats Spain as well, which most likely is not going to happen. So the mentality going into this game off the back of, say, Japan winning does put a lot of pressure on Germany, but I'm not willing to necessarily say straight away Spain's going to have their measure, because you are always wary of a powerful side with their back against the wall in a do or die. And that's what Germany faces in this one. And so you wouldn't be shocked because they do have the talent to get a result and to turn it around. And as good as Spain looked, you said before that Costa Rica may be the weakest side at the World Cup. So, you know, would a number of other powerful nations have looked close to as good? That's the question. So can't wait to watch this game. It's exciting and it could be an elimination game. But, yeah, I couldn't find necessarily a super confident edge in this one. But can't wait to check it out. We're getting to Group G now. It's Cameroon against Serbia. And Serbia, who lost to Brazil this morning. Well, both these sides losing this morning. Cameroon lost 3-2 to Portugal. Serbia 2-0 to Brazil. And Serbia, I think about $1.67 they are. So pretty warm favourites. What do you reckon?
Sorry, just a correction. It was Ghana who lost to Portugal, not Cameroon.
Oh, my mistake. Ghana in the next group. Sorry, Cameroon lost 1-0 to Switzerland?
Yeah, 1-0 to Switzerland.
Sorry,
yeah.
So both sides coming off a loss. Kind of could be an elimination game.
Yeah, this is win or go home, essentially, for Cameroon and Serbia. Cameroon, the first half against the Swiss, they actually had the better of the chances, but as soon as the Swiss got ahead, they never looked like conceding, and Cameroon just did not look likely. Their tactics were really confusing from Cameroon. Serbia's tactics were a bit strange against Brazil. They didn't go as offensively with their lineup as I thought they would. They defended relatively okay in the first half, but then they just got blown off the park in the second half, which, to be fair, would happen to probably 27, 28 teams in the World Cup the way Brazil were this morning. I think I can only see one result in this game, and that's a Serbia win. But at the price, I wouldn't be taking it. I'd probably sit back, enjoy this type of game, because I think when two teams are both going into a game, you know, they have to win or they're going home, I think you're likely to see some fireworks. And, I'd sit back and have a watch of this one instead.
Thanks for the correction. Obviously, you've got the two African sides that've got the red, yellow and green flags. I've watched, just to give people an idea, I've watched probably most of the games in full, but I am also loving probably a third of the games, watching the 25-minute mini-match that you get on demand on SBS as well, which I think still gives you a good gauge. I should also say, I haven't seen too many comments coming through. I'm not sure. Hopefully we're live on Facebook and Tripod, but I'd love to hear what other people's favourite bet of the next 16 games is or biggest takeaway so far. For me, I also think Serbia was not impressed too much by Cameroon's performance against the Swiss. So I also think Serbia, who didn't look good this morning, but you're not going to. Not many sides are against Brazil. I think they bounce back because they have to, and they probably are the classier side. Next up, South Korea, Ghana. So now we move to Group H. So it was Ghana, you're right, that lost 3-2, a game with all five goals in the second half against Portugal this morning. And nearly a bizarre finish, if people saw that, where the Ghanaian striker's hiding in the goal, and I could not believe for the life of me that not one Portuguese player gave the shout-out to their keeper. And the keeper put the ball down in front of himself in the 97th minute and nearly got his pocket picked, if not for the Ghanaian slipping over. So Portugal escapes with a 3-2 win in that one, which means Ghana are on the ropes, while South Korea getting that draw against Uruguay, I think a little bit lucky. Uruguay did strike the woodwork a couple of times, but I did tip South Korea to finish runner-up in this group, so it's kind of poised for Portugal to top it and for South Korea maybe to get through ahead of Uruguay, depending on the results of these games. And what do you think is going to happen in this one? South Korea, Ghana. South Korea slight favourites, $2.60 or $2.64, but basically one of the most evenly matched games of the next upcoming fixtures, according to the odds.
Yeah, I think this type of game, I could see it being a case of two sides cancelling each other out again. To be honest, I think I was pretty low on Ghana and I was pretty low on South Korea and I was pretty high on Uruguay, and I thought this group was pretty open and shut, one and two, just depending on what order. But last night showed that both Ghana and Korea have the potential to take points off the big two. I think with this type of game, I'd probably lean towards a draw. I just think the stakes are super high. I just wonder if any team are really going to take a big chance. Obviously, Ghana probably have to take more of a chance because they got less points at this stage. I think Korea's organization was pretty good last night. They rode their luck a bit, but they deserve their point. So yeah, I would, if I was to bet on this, I'd go the draw.
Yeah, Ghana more desperate, but South Korea knowing they might have the toughest match ahead with Portugal, their final fixture. So that's a fascinating one. I think South Korea has the opportunity to give us a good chance of winning that pre-tournament futures bet. Of course, the other part of the 26-1 multi is we need a non-European, non-South American side to make the quarters. And the basis of that bet was just upsets do happen. And it has been cool to see some of the biggest upsets so far have been by Asian sides. And a lot of the African sides have looked capable as well. So we need a few of them to progress to give us the best chance of somebody springing an upset in a quarterfinal. But there are scenarios where, depending on how the second round shakes out, where you might not even need an upset. So I'm looking at a scenario where, like, Morocco might get through their group. And if Morocco tops their group or something like that, because Belgium doesn't look that, you know, that exciting, you could get like a Morocco-Japan second round. Mm. Or if Germany beats Spain, Japan would have a chance to top Group E, you know, all sorts of scenarios like that. So we could get a non-Europe, non-South America clash in the second round and guarantee that quarterfinal spot. But that's just a little update that we're looking really good with that one, but still plenty of work to be done. Last couple of games to discuss. Brazil, Switzerland. So as we said, the tournament favourites and looking really impressive this morning. But Switzerland also winners. However, Brazil's still $1.38 to get the 3 points, Tom.
Yeah, I think this game, the Swiss are going to come in with a bit of a look-ahead approach to that final game against Serbia. If I'm Switzerland, I'm parking the bus and going for a nil all. So I actually do like a bet in this game, and it's under 2.5 goals. And one of the reasons why I actually like the under 2.5 is Neymar is probably not going to play this game. He's probably not going to play the last group game either, depending on how bad that ankle injury is. So I would not be surprised if we see a Brazil 1-0 or a 2-0. Brazil don't need to go and win this game 3 or 4-0. I think Brazil will probably look to conserve a bit of energy once they get up a few goals. Switzerland are a better defensive side than Serbia as well. Serbia aren't known for their defence. Switzerland are. Switzerland did get a draw against Brazil at the last World Cup as well. So I could see under 2.5 goals quite easily in this. And it's around $2.20 with top spot, I believe it is. So yeah, that's the bet I would take in this game.
You could also look at just Brazil's team total, I suppose. It depends if you think Switzerland can jag one, or you can play, you know, Brazil win to nil, or both teams to score no. So there's so many different variations depending on if you like a certain outcome. And then you've got all the different bookies to shop around. So you've got the opportunity to do that. I want to give you a shout out as well. I've said to people, you've got to be in our group and checking the thread. We share this post, like this live show into the group, and then we comment underneath it with our bets. And you've been not only commenting your bets, but like a full comprehensive write-up of how you see the game and what to look out for and bets you like ahead of every single game every day, which I know a lot of people have really appreciated. And as well, you're giving us your thoughts, obviously, live on the pod. And you got one more game to share thoughts with us on. The two sides who were most favoured in Group H, including by yourself, as you said, Portugal and Uruguay. And Portugal are $1.90, so they are the warm favourites in this one.
Yeah, I think the odds are fair in this one. I think Portugal, you know, last night or the early hours of this morning, I think they put in a pretty good performance. I think the scoreline did flatter Ghana towards the end. Do have a few concerns about the defence of Portugal. I do think they're good for conceding one or two. But at the same time, I thought Uruguay were pretty passive and I was left wanting more with them last night. I thought the way they went about that game was pretty average. I think it wasn't until the last 15, 20 minutes Uruguay decided that they actually wanted to really go and try win that game. And then when they did that, they did cause a bit of cause a bit of trouble for the Koreans. They hit the post. There was the near miss from Darwin Nunez, which Cavani almost flicked in. But I think Uruguay were disappointing. I think Uruguay are going to have to lift their level. Uruguay, I think, are going to have to make a few tactical changes. I think, unfortunately for Luis Suarez, it looks like it's going to be pretty difficult for him in this tournament to be a big part of the Uruguayan side. Cavani came on for the last 20 minutes and did more in 20 minutes than Suarez did in the first 60, 70 minutes. So I think Uruguay will make a few changes. I think they're in more of a desperate position than Portugal. I think Portugal can quite easily afford a draw. If Portugal get a draw here, they'll top the group in all likelihood. So I don't mind Uruguay double chance here. That gets you around $1.89. Uruguay are street fighters. When their back's up against the wall, they are a tricky team to take on. I don't know if Uruguay's got enough quality to beat Portugal, which is why I would be hesitant to take them straight up or do draw no bet. So I lean towards double chance here. I backed Uruguay before the tournament. I still feel good about them. I think they showed signs last night. They just didn't do it for long enough.
I will still lean the other way, even though I reckon Uruguay easily could have won last night. Does seem to me Portugal is slightly more classy, and I haven't changed my opinion that Uruguay might come into this World Cup as an overrated team with their best days behind them, but this will certainly be the type of game where we find out. You'll see the next game is on very early in the morning, Wednesday morning, but that's the third round of fixtures where you're going to get games played simultaneously and all hell breaks loose in the third round of group games, of course, when everything's at stake and we know what everyone kind of needs. We're going to preview that Tuesday night. So obviously Friday night tonight, but Tuesday night we're back same time, 6:30 daylight savings time on Tuesday night. We'll come through and we'll preview the next 16 games being the third ones. I just wanted to also shout out Fabian Capetta, who won the jersey. He did correctly comment Torres, who was one of several players to get a brace in the opening games. No player got a hat-trick. So as long as you had any player that was leading goal scorers, even equal leading, Ferran Torres for Spain, and he went Spain for the country to score the most goals, which in retrospect should have been a pretty good pick because we think Costa Rica might have been the weakest side in this competition, but it's easy in hindsight. A lot of people might have picked England and they thought they were going to be sweet with six goals. Although I did see a lot of the people that commented England all commented Kane. And isn't it funny how Kane didn't even score? So it's never as cut and dry as it appears. But Fabian's going to get a jersey. I think he's Italian. So even someone who's Italian can still enjoy this World Cup thanks to the pod. And I had other awesome comments from people saying, I've never cared or been as excited about a World Cup as I am for this one because of the pod. So that's appreciation to you, Tom, for, you know, generously sharing all your time and thoughts and breaking it down and setting the table for people to enjoy these games. And look, the easy part is talking about what we've enjoyed, getting excited, talking about our opinion. The very hard part is actually providing profitable picks, but I'm very proud that we've done a bit of both. And like you said, you went 1-3 on best bets. But again, you're picking the sides that we use in the mixed matchup as well. So to win 275 and to co-sign that Australia $5 pick. So plenty of value to be found. And in our group, I saw Andre commenting like, what are our bets or can you repeat them? Just jump in the group, especially if we've got anything that we're saying play tonight, we will comment them in the next few minutes once this, well, this has already been shared in there. So as soon as we sign off. So thanks again. Cootie says first class SBS coverage. Again, I love the fact that people can consume it however they like. You jump on the SBS on demand app and you can watch a full game replay or the 25 minute or 10 minute or 3 minute highlights. So depending on how much you care or how much time you've got to consume a game, and you can avoid, if you can avoid the scores, then even better. You can obviously fire that up on the phone, the laptop or the TV. So It's been awesome, and it's been cool seeing how many people have been able to enjoy the Cup so far, and I've got no doubt that's going to continue. Good luck to the Socceroos. Good luck to everyone who's having a punt in the next few days, and we will see you again Tuesday. Thanks for your time, Tom. Good luck to you as well with your, you know, the Three Lions taking on the US of A tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Legal.